You're listening to Van Sounds. I'm Phil Corbett. Late last year, my friend told me to watch the TV show The Wonder Years, which is a primetime classic that takes place in the 60s, but started airing in the 80s for ABC. It's basically entirely about looking back at childhood and how time seemed easier as a kid. I made it through about one season before I started to get this weird sense of dread. I couldn't quite place it until I realized that in this TV family, the kids were having a pretty good time, but the parents were kind of miserable. There's an episode early on where the dad tells his kid that he wanted to grow up to be a sailor, but instead he got some job and had a wife and kids and just stuck with that. And it's this sort of sad acceptance of momentum. You get somewhere and before you realize it, you've been there for a really long time. Nostalgia is one of those feelings that can be really enjoyable and completely sad at the same time. And I think most of us lean heavily on the nice side when we think back. So I started looking for somebody who was making music that emphasized the dark side of nostalgia. So I found myself in Tijuana, Mexico. My brother dropped my friend Sierra and myself off in a McDonald's parking lot, and we walked across the Mexican border. It was a hot day with a light breeze, and we were searching for a vinyl record by the Tijuana-based artist, Danny Shivers.
When you're a kid, like, there's all these rules.
Danny recently moved to Mexicali for school, so we spoke on the phone.
There's all these, like, things you can do and things that are wrong, and you're trying to, like, understand your place in the world. And you know, grown-ups suck. Grown-ups are, like, evil. And, you know, you feel like you're trapped almost all the time. And that's the feeling that I had when I was a kid.
We did find Danny's album in a little record shop downtown. And her music is frequently described in blogs and magazines as dark nostalgia. This is her music playing, and you'll hear she uses Casio keyboards and Casio-style drum machines, which, to me, has this feeling of being a kid sneaking into your room and creating this entire world that's separate from the one you're stuck in.
And sometimes I feel it now, like, oh God, I want to do this, but I can't. And, or I want to feel this way, but I can't. So that restriction, I think, is kind of melancholic. You know, I get that feeling from this other show, Pete and Pete. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch that show, and I remember, like, feeling nostalgic to hearing the sounds. And then I would watch the show, and it's like a really poetic show. And then I still have that feeling when I watch it. I look back and I was like, I'm like, okay, you know, I do remember having that feeling of like something's not totally right when I was a kid. And that show was the representation of that, kind of.
So, speaking of 90s television...
I'm Lucien Hughes. I'm known on the internet for Simpson Wave, which is the sort of vaporwave music, accompanied by cut up and, you know, reconfigured old Simpsons episodes.
For any Van Sounds listeners who didn't understand most of those words, vaporwave is a genre of music that became popular on the internet a couple of years ago, and it takes songs and sounds from the 80s and 90s and heavily distorts or warps them to make this sort of imaginary version of the past. In addition to music, it uses a lot of 90s imagery for album art. And what Lucien Hughes does is takes vaporwave music and combines it with manipulated versions of Simpsons episodes.
I mean, people who I study with and work with, they're aware that I've got like millions of views on some of these videos, and they're just like, why? Because you have to kind of just see past the sort of fact that it's The Simpsons, and it's a bit sort of meme-y, if you know what I mean, and sort of... get more engaged with the music to sort of understand where I was coming from making these. There are aspects of it which are familiar, but at the same time, there's sort of this real sound to it, which I think is almost objectively nostalgic. Like, there's some pieces of music I listen to, like Resonance by Home, which is, you know, used in a lot of stuff. And it just, you can listen to it like late at night or something, or driving around, and you just feel this really deep nostalgia. And you don't know why, because it doesn't remind me of anything specific from my childhood. But somehow, it's still nostalgic, and like, there were some comments on Sunday School, my most popular video, that were saying, this makes me nostalgic for the childhood I never had. And I was like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. If you can create this sense of nostalgia, which doesn't have any real roots in your actual childhood, it's kind of a curse and a blessing, because it kind of makes you think of all these things I could have done. And I mean, also from the parents' perspective there, it makes you think about what you should be doing now in order to create these experiences for you to like reminisce on later in life. And it does make you feel sad, like if you're just sitting around doing nothing and you're, you know, listening to nostalgic music or watching something that inspires nostalgia, it can be kind of depressing, but it's still kind of an enjoyable kind of depression, if that makes sense. It engages you emotionally, which is, I think, a good thing. And I feel like a lot of what we do as adults is constantly seek out the same feelings of enjoyment we got as kids. And I think there's a lot of reason why people drink and do drugs and things, because you want to experience the world in the way that you did as a kid when you're so full of curiosity. Simpson Wave, I think, needs to be put to rest. I mean, it was kind of something which peaked a couple of months ago. And like any internet trend, I mean, as much as it's a little bit more sincere than some things, it's still something which I think will kind of fade out. And a lot of other people are doing it, and some people are doing it well, like really well. So, you know, I don't want to just keep on doing the same thing forever.
It's sad that things end, but the fact that you aren't doing the same thing forever is probably the best possible outcome. And that negative nostalgia or sense of dread I mentioned earlier, I think, is simply the realization that there is no safety in the past. I don't know if that's a bad thing. Van Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett. The music this week was, in order, Snake Way by Mitro, an unnamed song by me, Vampire by Danny Shivers, 17 by Kent Irwin, and this song, Summer Night by Esprit. Big thanks this week to Danny Shivers and Lucian Hughes. I will link everything, including their work, in the description below. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, PRX, and as always, at our minimalist website, vansounds.org. First thing in the morning tomorrow, I will be leaving for a Northwest tour with my band, and I will be back in a couple of weeks with something new. Thanks for listening.